Chapter 6. A Tear for a Drop of Water. When the beating ended, Quasimodo was turned round and round for another hour. The crowd continued to scream and hurl things. But then, Quasimodo saw a glimmer of hope. Don Claude Frollo, his only friend, rode up on his horse. Quasimodo was relieved to see the Archdeacon. He knew he'd been saved. But Don Claude made no attempt to help him. Without a word, he gently rode away. Quasimodo couldn't believe it. Claude Frollo had always been a father to him. How could he turn his back now when he needed him most? Again, he hung his head, tears trickling. He didn't know what was worse, the pain he endured from the whip, or the pain of abandonment. Quasimodo's throat was so raw and dry he could barely swallow. Suddenly angry, he struggled in his chains, rattling the wheel. He cried out in a hoarse and furious voice, "Water!" The crowd laughed and pointed, adding to his anger. His face turned purple and glistened with sweat. His eye glared wildly. His mouth foamed with rage and agony, and his tongue lolled to the side. He looked about the crowd anxiously. "Water!" This brought even more laughter. They threw stones and called him names. "Water!" he roared for the third time. He knelt on the pillory, panting like a thirsty pup. But then the crowd parted. A young woman approached. She was followed by a little white goat. In her hand, she held a tambourine. Quasimodo's eyes sparkled. It was the gypsy he had tried to carry off the night before. She was why he was being punished. Was she coming for revenge? Quasimodo watched Esmeralda as she gently came up the steps. Without uttering a word, she approached him. He jerked back, trying to avoid her. But she pulled a flask of water from her belt and gently lifted it to his lips. A tear fell from his bloodshot eye and trickled down his deformed face. The crowd was also moved by her gesture. They clapped their hands, shouting, "Huzzah! Huzzah!" It was at that moment that an old woman peering from a barred window shouted, "A curse upon you, gypsy girl! You are cursed, cursed, cursed! You will be the one on that pillory one day." Esmeralda turned pale as she rushed down the steps, but the old recluse still taunted her. "Get away, you gypsy child stealer! You are cursed!" By now, Quasimodo's punishment had ended. He was set free, and the mob dispersed.